This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky Thursday visited the Kherson region, where thousands of people are dealing with the effects from flooding following the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam earlier this week. Zelensky shared a video on his Telegram social media account showing his meetings with officials and said they discussed evacuations, restoring the region's ecosystem and the military situation in the area. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova summarized Zelensky's visit for VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program Thursday.
He came to personally inspect the evacuation, how the evacuation is ongoing. He visited the main evacuation spot in the city. He met with locals. He also held a meeting with local authorities and experts to discuss damages. And also he instructed local authorities to make everything possible to compensate the damages to people as much as possible. So it was quite a fruitful meeting, according to his statement afterwards.
The dam collapse in Ukraine also brought a dramatic new dimension to Ukraine's war with Russia, now in its 16th month. George Washington University professor Michael Purcell, a retired U.S. Marine lieutenant colonel, told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program the dam collapse is likely a setback for Ukraine's war effort.
It's a distraction from what the Ukrainians wanted to be doing right now. So in terms of the strategic focus, we've all been watching and sort of waiting for the much-anticipated counteroffensive. There's a significant amount of Western support that's gone into that, so I think they're under political pressure to show some results. And instead of talking about that, today we're talking about this ecological disaster on a scale that's hard to contemplate, and it's going to add to the reconstruction costs. So it's not as if it's an unimportant event, right? But it is a diversion from what they want to be accomplishing.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak to Washington, D.C. for wide-ranging talks Thursday, as the British leader made his first White House visit as Prime Minister. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
President Biden spoke of the strength of the partnership between the two countries.
Prime Minister Churchill and Roosevelt met here a little over 70 years ago, and they asserted the strength of the partnership between Great Britain and the United States was the strength of the free world. I still think there's truth to that.
In remarks before their meeting, both leaders said Ukraine would be a top area of discussion. Their Oval Office talks also are expected to cover China, economic security, and international cooperation on regulating the growth field of artificial intelligence, among other things. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The U.S. Supreme Court Thursday handed a major victory to black voters who challenged a Republican Party-drawn electoral map in Alabama, finding the state had violated a landmark law prohibiting racial discrimination in voting and paving the way for a second congressional district with a black majority or close to it. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman has this report.
Conservative Justices John Roberts and Brett Kavanaugh joined the court's three liberals in a 5-4 ruling that said Alabama violated a landmark federal law prohibiting racial discrimination in voting. A group of black voters joined by advocacy groups sued the state, claiming an electoral map approved by Republican lawmakers diluted the voting power of black Alabamians in violation of a bedrock U.S. civil rights law, the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Alabama sends 7 U.S. representatives to Congress, but while African Americans make up more than a quarter of the state's population, the map gave them a majority in only 1 of the 7 districts. Thursday's ruling came as something of a surprise. The conservative court, led by Roberts, has in the past decade struck down key parts of the Voting Rights Act.
That's Zachary Goldman reporting. Poor air quality from the Canadian wildfires is affecting people in the U.S. as far south as North Carolina. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
What the West Coast has been dealing with for years is an East Coast thing this week. Justin Mankin is a climate scientist at Dartmouth College.
It's actually depositing, you know, particulate matter at the surface in people's lungs, you know, and kind of generating the health burden that to date has been endured by the Western U.S.
And he sees a link to global warming.
We haven't had major wildfires in the eastern United States, and I think global warming, you know, really just primes the conditions for those types of fires to occur.
I'm Shelley Adler.
More information on these stories and all the stories we're covering today can be found on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.